Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I am your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. I'm going to start off by being angry, complain, rage, roar, mad, sad, disappointed, and all the other adjectives that go along with not being happy. That'd be a good place, and that'd be a good direction to go to start this off with, to begin with. However, I just can't get that feeling. It doesn't feel right. My intuition, my gut feeling telling me, and you know I listen to my intuition and gut feeling. It's telling me, not today, just not up to it. I just can't manufacture this anger. I can, if push come to shove, I can create it. I can go to that deep down dark place. Yet, I'm going to pump the brakes and I'm not going to go there. Because the intuition says, not going there today. Gut feeling is telling me to go left. Brain saying go right. Intuition, go left. And you know me. You do know me, unless you're a noob and you're new to the program. I'm not sure we have any more noobs coming along. But if so, and you can't mind read, and whoever put you on or whoever introduced you to the mind reading game didn't break out the details, obviously, and you're a noob, so you don't know, it's cool, it's okay, no judge zone. We always go with intuition here, unless we want the new, unless we want some weird and strange or some peculiar kind of adventure or epic journey, then we would tend to go with the brain. Then we tend to go with logic. Then we tend to go with the numbers and stuff and adding it up and having it make sense and all that jibbity jabbity jazz. For the most part, we go the other direction. For the most part, we just go with that feeling, the gut feeling, and we do stuff that make us feel good. And that, by all means, singing, dancing and making your chest pop in the car or wherever you are, when your jam and your song come on, always intuition, unless that's why I'm not going to go with being angry, and I'm not going to go with complaining. It has been a long time since I complained I can't recall the last time that I complained. I can't remember for whatever reason. I'm just trying to get my memory back. I'm just trying to get my recall on point. I'm just trying to do what it takes so I can be a better version of myself in another day, in another week, another time, another minute. I'm just trying to constantly improve. And if I'm not improving, that is not what I want to do. Want to improve. Yet. Can't complain. Cannot complain this time. And I'm definitely not a gearhead. Definitely not a gearhead. And that means working on automobile. Well, I hope that's what it means. That's what I think it means. If I am wrong, please feel free to inform me. Please feel free to just let me know that, hey, your definition is completely wrong. Your definition is offensive. Your definition makes me mad. Your definition makes me angry. Your definition, hey, it's not the correct definition. Can you use this definition? I'll take all of that under consideration. I would take all that under consideration and I'll just continue on using the definition or using the word as I see fit. But I'll just have to put that that asterisk out there. This is what I think it means. This is what I think it means. Anyway, I'm not an expert when it comes to automobiles. I'm not expert when it comes to cars. I'm not expert when it comes to trucks. Yeah, I do know what tools are. I do know how to use tools. I do know the difference between Phillips or a flathead and all of that stuff. When you start yapping and yipping out quarter inch and blah and half and all that other gauge and verbiage and stuff, then I'm like a deer in headlights. I'm like, whoa, what language are you speaking? I speak three languages, but I don't speak that. I speak three languages, but I don't speak that one. Could you repeat? I don't get it. And it's not that, no judge zone. It's not that I don't want to be knowledgeable. I just feel that I am moving along and I am growing at an appropriate speed. I'm now at the age, and I'm now at this point in life where I'm an expert when it comes to knowing when engines are blowed up. I've blown up several engines in my lifetime where I can just tell. I can just try to start up a car or push the start, and it's like, be like, wait a minute, that engine is destroyed. That engine is blowed up. I'm an expert when it comes to that. When it comes to knowing how the engine blowed up, or when it comes to knowing when you continue to use and when you continue to use and you continue to drive a vehicle without oil, I'm an expert at that as well. And see, when I was super small, like kid-like, adolescence maybe, one or the other, but definitely not both. Yeah, my dad wanted to show me how to, you know, show me what a battery was in a car and show me the insides of a car and, you know, explain, like, this is the whatever that he was telling me that was, then just pointing at this and saying this. I was there. I remember being there. However, the stuff that was just coming out, it wasn't making sense to me. The stuff that was just coming out, it couldn't have been my native language. It couldn't have been my native language. It couldn't have been a language that I'm familiar with. It was just, I just hear noises. I'm not going to call it music because there's no sound. There's no singing. There's none of that. But it's just not noise necessarily. It's just something. It's just something. It's like, dun, 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 dun. And just gestures pointing more. I'm like, all right, okay. I was more concerned of when this part I do remember. I was more concerned of when he was showing me how to jump car, use jumper cables to jump a car, or not necessarily jump a car, but you use little cables. I guess if your battery ever. If you ever need a jump or whatever they call that, and you have cables or need cables, or somebody has cables and you hook the little things up to the batteries, whatever that's called. He was showing me that one time, but me, I had better things to do, as in switch the cords around, you know, the positive, negative, and, you know, kind of like swap it and put it on a different side and then go over. Yeah, that's what I was, That's what I was mostly thinking about. That's what I was trying to do. I was thinking to myself, I was like, how can I get away with this? How can I be able to switch the positive and negative up and have him put it on the batteries? I was thinking, like, that's what I was thinking. I was like, hey, how can I do that? And yes, 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 yes. I know. But hey, this is the No Judge Zone. And remember, kid like or adolescent? One or the other, but not both. That was my main concern at the time. It wasn't necessarily of the cables and all of that stuff because, hey, there's a phone. There's a phone number. There's an app. You can just press a button or you can just make a phone call and voila. Somebody is there changing your tire. Somebody is there giving you a boost or jump or whatever that terminology is. Somebody is there to tow you or whatever you need. You can just press a button or press two buttons or make a phone call and all of that's taken care of. So I'm definitely not concerned about the ins and outs about that. Definitely wasn't. And I should say, I just didn't get it. I just was not understanding. I just wasn't understanding. I was listening, but I couldn't make out the language. I was listening. I just couldn't understand the language. I did what I could do. But however, there was this one instance, one time where I went on a vacation, about a month or 2 months. And this is definitely still new, me being new or newer to automobiles and cars and driving and all of that stuff. I was definitely past the point of knowing that you have to, that little light that comes on means oil and not water. But on some occasions, there is indication where you do need water. So I'm past that point now. I understand that. And so at this time, in this time frame, I understood that. So I was like, okay, yeah, I'm going on vacation. Not going to be driving a car, this and that. Da-da-da-da. And since I was at this time still a noob and new to the game, I was having conversations with other people. I was having conversation with gearhead. I was having conversation with people who understood automobiles and worked on automobiles and enjoyed working on automobiles and knew everything about automobiles, trucks, cars, trains, everything. They were just so full of knowledge and so full of information. And I would just say, hey, give it to me. I want to soak it up, but please speak it in a language that I understand. Please speak it in a language that I know. Please speak it so I can hear it. I'm listening. Tell me. So by chance, I was talking to someone and it was something like, yeah, so you're going to be gone for a long time. You want to come back or make sure that you have somebody start up your car for every week or every 2 weeks. See, even to this day, even now, it's still fuzzy to me. My ability to recall, my ability to remember I'm still struggling. It's 2, maybe 3 weeks. Have somebody crank up your car or something. It has something to do with the battery or something. Or you could just take the leads or unhook the battery, basically, and you can do that. So I remember that part. I was like, okay, I'm not going to have anybody coming and starting my car and, you know, driving it off and blue, blue, blue. Nah, I'm going to do that one. So I'm going to take the, you know, untick the battery. Good. Then he mentioned something else too about brake. And see, this is where if I was that person, if I wasn't the person that you know I am to be, if I wasn't trying to be the leader of the mouth breathers if I just wasn't an all-around okay dude who's not about that life, who's not saying I wish a mofo would. None of that. But I'm just me. I'm just me. And this is the reason that I just can't place no blame. I can't say that it's his fault for what happened. I can't say it's his fault for what went down when I was gone and came back from my vacay. I'm going to take all the blame for it because I am not the automobile expert. I am not the person who understands the language. I thought for some reason, and see, this is why I should have just went with my intuition. This is why I should have went with my gut feeling, and this is why I go with intuition and gut feeling from now on. But at this place and time, at this moment in time, back so long ago, I was still relying on my brain. I was still relying on 2 + 2 = 4. I was still relying on the things that I see, and I'm trying to make sense of it all. Make sense. So I thought that he said to put the brake on, park and brake. You know, you park and brake. No. I imagine, because my recall is not where it needs to be. My memory is definitely not where it needs to be. But just bear with me. Bear with me, because I'm still trying to be a better version of me. I'm still trying to be the better person. So I'm just trying to work this out and work through this. I'm going to get there. You're going to be proud. I'm going to be proud. Everybody's going to be proud. Let's be proud together. Come on, stand up. Let's be proud. That's why I'm just going to take the blame. And that's why I'm just going to take the blame for this. And I know that he didn't say to have the parking break up, to have to break up. I imagine that. I misinterpret the conversation. I misinterpret the language. I misinterpret what he was trying to say. I should have focused. I should have concentrated harder. It's all on me because somebody with those expertise, somebody that much a wealth of knowledge about anything when it deals with automobiles, cars, and what have you, they wouldn't have mentioned or said, put your e-brake on if you're going to be gone for more than a month or 2 months or something like that. Don't do that. So I'm pretty sure that he was telling me to don't do it. However, lost in translation, I thought he told me to have the e-brake up. So me, I was like, okay, brake all the way up. Break up. All right. Battery off. Unhook. And I'm airport off to my little merry way and having fun. Yeah, having fun. Vacation. Yay. Vacation. Dancing. Making my chest pop. Doing what it do. Like, yeah. Okay. Then it's time for the fun to end and just go back to my ride and make sure that everything's okay. I'm like, yeah. Put the battery back up. Like, get in the car. Start it up. All right. Car started up. And this has been about roughly 2 months. And there's different elements. There was maybe rain. There was maybe snow, there was wind, there was dust, there was all kinds of things that was going on there for those 2 months that I have no idea what happened or went on or went down. I don't know, but I can just imagine. I can imagine some stuff that happened. And e-brakes aren't meant to be applied for that long period of time Because when they get applied for that long period of time, they get stuck. And when they get stuck, that means your wheel don't spin or go. And if your wheel don't spin or go, your car is just there. Your car is just there. And I happen to learn this from experience. I didn't read this in a book. I didn't have this knowledge passed down to me. I just didn't pick it up by osmosis. No. None of that. I learned through experience. That experience taught me, don't do it. E-brake, gone for a long period of time. Don't do it. Bad things happen. You're not going to be able to leave. Your car's not going to want to go when it's supposed to go. Then you have to do all other things. I had to get a tow truck to come, tow me out of my spot, tow me to the brake place, do all that stuff. And then that's why I do no judge zone, because I'm not going to judge, even though I might make some recommendations, even though I might be critical, and we already know what critics are, and all of that. But I'm not going to judge. No. When I went to the brake place, I was getting judged. They were looking at me. They was like, so you didn't know not to do this? I think I had a conversation with somebody, I had a conversation with somebody, and they mentioned this. And I'm assuming that they told me not to do it. But I'm assuming this now, because at the time, I thought that they told me to do it. But why would anybody tell you to do that? I don't know anything about cars. I don't know anything about vehicles. I just know I do this. Doop, it turns on. I know I do this. It turns off. I know that pedal makes it go vroom. That pedal slows it down. That pedal makes it go vroom. That pedal slows it down. I know what the D stands for. I know what the other letters stand for. I know how to make the little flashy light flash on this side. I know how to make the little flashy light flash on that side. I just know the basics, man. Why are you judging me? I just know the basics. I'm not some expert here who's supposed to know that, hey, you don't leave your brake on if you're going to be gone for months at a time. I didn't even know about the battery thing. It's a battery. Batteries are supposed to last a lifetime. Why do you have to unhook a battery if you don't use the vehicle? That still makes no sense to me. But you're judging. So, yeah. So I kind of like went on that little rant or that. I just had to inform. It's like, hey, come on. Hey, don't judge. No judge zone. Then he had this smile on his face. When he had the smile on his face, and he's just like, I'm going to remember, and I'm going to recall this for a long time. And I just looked at him. I made eye contact with him, and I just held that gaze. It wasn't an angry gaze. It wasn't a sad gaze, but it was a gaze like, do what you gotta do, player. Do what you gotta do, player. And that's what I gotta say to anybody that wanna challenge LeBron James. Do what you gotta do, player, because I'm gonna do what I gotta do. And I did what I had to do when it came to LeBron back in the day, even up until now. I'm just laying back in the cut. There's some things that I wanna say and some things that I did say about the king. But me and the king, we on good terms now. The king is one of the last ones left that I can just be like, ooh, this is the guy I remember when. He's one of the last ones left that I can be like, I'm not old man yelling at cloud yet. But when the king is gone, when the king hangs him up, when the king retires, when the king leaves, I'm going to be that old man yelling at cloud. I'm not ready to be the old man yelling at cloud. I'm not ready to be the person that's not the non-expert. I'm just still trying to be me. And with the king doing what the king needs to do, I'm with it. The king can throw shade. The king can be shade. The king can be critical. The king can do whatever he wants. He the king. He's the king. What's a king to a god?